Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Archer Jones Show. I'm Archer Jones. And what a week for the Brewers. Wow. Winning 9 in a row. Now they're 10-2. I put something out there just like, because I'm thinking one of the changes is coming for Milwaukee is like, yeah, right now it just looks like we have a good team. Although the Bucks ain't doing so well, our minor league hockey team is doing good. But I predict next season for the Bucks, it'll be better. It will get better. They just know what they're going to do, make moves, and also what they're going to do if they decide to go for a new GM, or hopefully we have a new, maybe a new owner. As we know, Herb Cole is trying to sell the Bucks and just make sure that they stay here. So hopefully that'll happen. But the thing I can't stand is people that's like of course, you don't like the team, they suck, whatever. But just bad-mouthing, like, okay, we can do that. We don't need the Bucks or anything like that. Yes, we do. We need, like, events like the Bucks, concerts and stuff like that to be around. And plus, like, get more pop in the downtown. But the other half is that you got people that live in the downtown area that just complain about everything. Just, like, especially when they're trying to put the strip club in the downtown area, and, like, they complain about it. That's why you never have, like, good things coming around here, because people like to complain. And let's just say they just ruin it for, like, everybody else, which is just sad. I just wish that some people would just grow up and realize that the show, not like the city, needs some life out there. They really need some life. Like, they need something going on down there, because this shouldn't be, you have all the cities, the main attraction cities, always busy at night, where you have this city that's like kind of quiet. I'm not saying like being noisy, like violence and stuff. I mean like traffic, like crowds coming in or something like that. That's what I mean. It's just sad that, you know, you've got some people here that's not helping the cause of want this city being better. It's just people just really just need to think and just be like, maybe you're right. Maybe we do need some change here. That's what I want. But I get touchy about this subject. And the reason I do get touchy about this subject, because it's like, I love this city. I love where I come from. It's like nothing to hide about it or anything like that. Well, besides that, I'll say, what else is new? But the moral story is like, don't talk down to a city that you're not going to do anything about it or going to help make a change about it either. Just hopefully some people just grow up and try to do something. Gonna take a break. We got some more of this stuff to talk about, so we'll be right back. Yeah. About the city's bus lines, because something that I've been kind of not involved, but like experienced with what happened to me yesterday. But now I gotta look. No, I ain't gonna look for it. But they've been doing surveys as of late about, are you happy with the bus service and stuff like that. I told them the truth. I wasn't happy. You have some of the bus drivers have like attitudes. Some bus drivers just pass you up and know you're waving at them. Don't do nothing. Just keeps going. So they claim they're going to offer a I guess, the ad service or something like that, but either they're going to make it run more frequently, maybe 24 hours. That would be one. Or maybe more routes for it to, like, go to certain places where you're trying to get to, especially, like, if you're working at a certain place. But I guess the proposal will be up on Wednesday morning, so I guess we'll see how that's going to go. But also, Larry Sanders is suspended for 5 games for smoking weed. Well, I don't know how he's going to be suspended for 5 games and he's already out for the rest of the season. So I take it probably beginning of next season that is probably going to start. But speaking of crazy things, there's a 60-year-old woman out in Kenya that marries an 8-year-old boy in South Africa. Don't you think that's...
Don't even want to know my views on that one.
No, go ahead.
Sick.
Right, as if you go to the...
That's like marrying a grandkid.
So I guess there is legal. They can do it, but this is sick. It's like...
Heck, we know you like all the women.
AKA you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the difference is... That's...
We're above 18.
That's like over 50-year difference.
Uh-huh. So I said it's like 90 blankets.
And it just says, it's like, does he know what he's doing?
Probably not.
Right. It's just like, why? And why would his parents...
It's probably a money thing.
Probably. It's like, why his parents let him do that? But I know they're allowed to in Kenya, but still. You know, normally you'll know you have a parent and be like, no, I'm against this. I don't
mm-hmm.
like this.
My parents get money
involved. Probably was. Just sick. Speaking of Bucks, I know they're doing a proposal to, if they're going to put money towards a new arena, they need to put money towards, like, public facilities, like, remake basketball courts and...
Mm-hmm.
Just stuff that they, you know, need to work with, which is good, and this is what they needed in the city. It's like there's like a park, I would say, like a playground across the street from me, like kind of like the west side of me. That's like first they tore it down, they remade it, and they made it kind of stupid and. Just one door. Just like that's something that last week's Total Divas. Wow. Anyways. They said the common ground will be support of the proposal if it includes a $150 to $200 million investment in fair play. And I think they did vote in favor of it, so we'll just see how that goes as well.
Fair enough.
Oh, believe me, I agree. It needs to be fair. But, we just hopefully it probably be done by the same year as the new stadium would be in 2017. This, we talk about this at work, about the new arena. It's like some people at my job are so unfavorable about the new arena, they think it's not going to happen. I'm like, it's going to happen. You have the current Bucks owner going to put a chunk of his money into it, to a new arena. Yeah, the Brewers owner that's going to support financially. Mm-hmm. I know they're trying to round up some more people on board, but if they're going to have to raise taxes just for doing it, they're going to just raise it a little bit more. So what? And, like, they jacking it up, like, mm-hmm. let's just say they're going to do, like, a 10% tax rate. They ain't going to do that. And plus, I'm going to say this, and I know they're supposed to be done with the Miller Park tax, sales tax and stuff. They're supposed to be done with that within 2020. By the way they plan, they play like this for years. I think they're probably gonna be, it's gonna be sooner, or like the original plan, 2017. But we'll see. Anyways, we'll be back. We got more to talk about. LeBron James getting blocked by a taller guy and having sex on PS4. So we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
out of my peak. And everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, put it off for the home fan. Time all year, we ain't put the phone, man. This ain't even my peak. And everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, put it off for the home fan. Time all year, we ain't put the phone, man.
Had the weight of the world on my shoulders. Felt like a lion in a room full of vultures. Try to slow me up, but the bro got focused. Gave me no shine, but the world still noticed. Now I'm about to own this, ripping my culture. Rocking my ear, lava lava like a soldier. Sign more flag hanging off of my wrist. Don't step, Steve Nash could've give the assist. If you act wrong, have your eye in your singing you a sad song. Dead man walking, go put a body bag on. I just rock the gear that they never put a tag on. Hanging with the girls you can never get a hand on.
Even my peak, and everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, hit it off for the home fan. Time all year, we ain't get the phone, man. Even my peak, and everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, hit it off for the home fan. Time all year, we ain't get the phone, man.
You know what it is, I'll be puffing out my chest. I'm around a hard sex, screaming homo to the guests. Toasting to the good life, I remember way back. Seeing Trump, wishing I could recreate that. Now we eating meals off $1,000 placemats. Five-star restaurants you couldn't even wait at. Others make cash, we make history. Who's so synonymous with victory?
I'm on top, this ain't even my peak. And everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, hit it off for the home fan. Time all year, we ain't keep it close, man. I'm on top, this ain't even my peak. And everything they said was out of my reach.
Girl, I'm my phone, I'm on
Gio, you know, it's so close, man. I'm on the phone, man. It's so bad. On top, my peak. It was out of my reach. So close, man. On top, it's so bad. It was out of my reach. So close, man. So on top.
And we're back. Let's see. Somebody posted something on my timeline just not too long ago. Let's see what it says. I heard your brother was in jail. Yeah, for something he didn't do. Word what? Oh, word what? He didn't run fast enough.
That is awesome.
That is funny. It was Hazel that sent me that. That was kind of funny. Oh, man. Mason Plumlee from the Brooklyn Nets. He does got a brother who plays in Phoenix. Thing is, like, I don't know if they're twins or anything.
Maybe.
But anyways, they got something that says white men can't jump, please. And got him blocking LeBron James' shot. I think this was on Wednesday's game between Brooklyn and Miami. I think that's a good thing for the LeBron hater, though. They had something they can just laugh about. So just give them that. Give them a round of applause, because they know they're going to be chewing that one for all of his career. Come on. Clap, people, clap. Maybe I should clap one more time. okay, like, on to something that's crazy. Hey, Sony, people are having sex live on the PS4. I'm going to read the article.
I heard that.
I'm going to read the article. Give people a camera and it means to broadcast, and you bet that sooner or later they'll use it to film themselves doing some sex, even if it's using a PS4. In case you're not aware, the new PS4 has a program called Playroom. It owns a PS4 camera. It lets you record yourself playing games when then broadcast the footage on the internet. There are also robots who walks around interacting with you. While popular streaming service Twitch was quick to act last year against certain non-gaming, aka topless game shows, broadcast on the Playroom, and later pull all the Playroom listings from Twitch altogether, and hasn't stopped people kicking things up a notch or two. Provided you're not lucky enough to catch them live, YouTube and Reddit are the new homes for clips and people doing it live on their PS4. No game shows, no preachings, just couples feeling themselves hard at it.
There was one couple who actually got arrested. It was on CNN News. They got arrested for it because they had a PS4 in their room and their kids have PS4.
Oh.
And Kitty Winky saw it while they were having a sleepover, and Kitty Winky's friends went and told their family, who then called the police.
Oh, wow.
And it's not illegal to do it, but when you've got kids in the house, you need to err on the side of
right.
caution, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. On Reddit, I'm not going to link it because even Banner's image of subreddit is super NSFW. The viz roam free, but even on YouTube, some escape Google's army of robot censors. The images you see above and below are samples from videos that were still viewable on YouTube at the time of posting. Who cares? I care. Not for my own sake or these people's sake, or innocent adult viewing from home. No, I care because nobody will think of the poor little robot. Look at it so quizzical, so blissfully aware of what's going on. It just went back up on me. On what's going on, he knows he wants to look, but knows not why he wants to look. I'm sure this isn't kind of content Sony had in mind when they designed the service, but now that it's here, something probably needs to be done about it. Not for the children who probably knows places to look for better porn anyway, for the poor robots. And I'm just looking at it, there's a robot that's looking at this couple having sex, just moving around and dancing. For this thing to happen, I think, like, what PS4 on the PS4 needs to do. If you're going to do something crazy like that, make sure you put a mature content on it. Just say mature audience only.
Yep. Mindy, no.
Just make like a feature like that, that would work. But then again, it's just like, from what it looks like, maybe the females don't know they're being recorded. Probably just something that, you know, the guys probably just put up and just be like, oh, this should be fun. Maybe I should record this little charade and I can brag to my friends later. Well, if that was the case, you got to brag for it. So, thank you, PS4, for not thinking about the other people.
thing is, people have been having sex online for the longest time, so why this comes as a surprise?
But I guess, like what you said, like one couple
right.
was doing their
but
thing.
And you have to be careful no matter what you do, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I guess it's just certain people, like you said, that couple wasn't thinking, and I don't know. It's just like my idea is if they're going to come up with a solution, if the people decide they're going to do something like that,
mm-hmm.
to broadcast, put like a, just say like it's for a mature audience only or something like that, that'll just make it at least better. Though kids be like, oh, I'm going to watch it anyway. Unfortunately, you have a PlayStation login and you can't view it.
Right.
Because, you know, kids probably, like, already, like, log in into, like, a PS, they have a PS, I forgot what that's called.
They have a PlayStation account.
Yeah, PlayStation account, or they call it PlayStation Home. But, you know, they probably ain't this age, that, kids could, God, that was good. Looking at the Bacon Clubhouse.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry too.
But something that's going to be worth trying.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this coming week. Anyways. Oh, message. Okay, I'm going to read this out loud. Because Hazel has sent me something. It's probably be something funny and crazy.
What
so,
you post about me?
Let's see. I do have the best fiance in the world. I love him more than
love
anything.
Her. I'm changing it. No.
I love him more than anything, but he still scares the shit out of me.
No, it was the other way around. You're all wrong.
Then you read it.
I want to.
Okay, then.
Your poo bucket. No cherry pie for you.
Fine. You give me my card and I'm going to get my own pie.
No.
Yes.
Go buy some food then, but they can't buy that on food stamps.
Some what?
Food and
buy that. Why would I want to buy food? Never mind.
What are you doing? Told you, no love on Sundays. No. I don't want to love you today. No, it's Sunday. No cuddles. See? Or kisses. No.
Okay. This big old streak that the Brewers have, and they just swept the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're sweeping all these teams except for Atlanta. 9-game winning streak. And got 3 more to go for people to get the free burger, well, to get the burgers at George Webb.
And that's that
one. So.
Admit it, you work for them.
Yeah.
You will get off your ass and you will do this. You will leave work after a win and head to George Webb before coming home. Because you know there's a George Webb a few blocks away.
Yeah, from here.
Yeah.
I come here first.
No, you can get the bus straight down, jump off the 54 right outside George Webb.
Oh, that's a day game, too, so that's if they get that 12th win. That's a possibility. But if they do hit that 12-game winning streak, I'm going to be shocked. I'm going to be amazed and have no words. But they do got a tough opponent in St. Louis Cardinals who's going to be coming in for the next 3 days.
That is true.
But it seems like they're doing okay. They beat the Cubs. I don't know if they swept them, but I know they beat the Cubs yesterday and today. I wonder if he just heard me. Well, I just heard him giggle like, what does this streak mean for the Brewers? Yesterday, they was expecting a crowd of 40,000 people. Next thing we know, when the game started, it was sold out. It was busy as hell. And I'm thinking that it was supposed to be expected 27,000 people was going to be there today. Probably end up being maybe like 30,000, I'll just say. So the crowd's getting to increase. That's the good thing that's helping the Brewers. What's it do for Milwaukee? A lot. What did you do to your hair?
I did that, but I didn't even take a shower.
Name? You remember that dog on the that on werewolf on what's that movie? Oh, Hotel Transylvania. Hey, don't mean you two dolls come by me. That's crazy. I hope my mom-in-law is not listening.
She won't.
Okay, she won't be. Okay, good.
She came back. That maybe 2 minutes.
Okay. She did, she made a cool, well, she brought me a cool gift. Everybody knows, yeah, for my birthday, that's coming up. It'll be not this coming Wednesday, but next Wednesday. But she gave me a cool little DJ set that I can do through the laptop. I had one like this before, but unfortunately, somebody else stole it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm going to do for the next 15 minutes before we go off the air, I'm going to play some bits for you. Do some a little mixing or whatnot. So, let me go to this. And I do apologize for not having, wait, what's that? Oh. But anyways, I'm just going to play some songs, play them out. I might even try to mix it with, no, I'm not going to do it with this one, do it with the other one. Because I can at least do more. I've only got like a 10-minute control. See, just wait for it to come on. Yeah, we know they're only going to support it for 10 minutes. But until then, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kind of early go to bed. Oh. Yeah, she did leave her work early.
Two? O'clock? Yeah, afternoon or morning?
Afternoon.
Oh. How many games are
there? One.
WrestlingFanSpeakOut.weebly.com.
Check us out. And y'all have a good evening and listen to WFSO Aftermath this Monday.